Brought to you by Moran & Company Investment Consulting Group, located in Rochester. Go to moraninvest.com on the web. Moran & Company Investment Consulting Group, where the wise invest. Here is Alex Anzalone on the Mitch Albom Program. Hello, Alex.
How's it going?
Man, we were just saying before, it feels like forever since the Lions have played. I forgot that we have football season here. You take 1 week off, you got that rhythm going, and then all of a sudden you disappear for a week, and it's like, what happened? Where'd they go? So I don't know if there's an anxiousness with you guys to get back at it, but it feels that way for the fans. How's it feel for you?
Well, I'll tell you that it's always shorter. It's always feels shorter than you think it really is. You know, it's never really long enough for us, honestly.
Well, you had a pretty important break when we last left you. We said, you know, are you going to go away to Cabo or someplace? You said, well, considering my wife is 34 weeks pregnant, I'm not going anywhere. And so what's happening on the home front?
Nothing. No news right now. Need her to hold on for a few more weeks before this LA trip across the country, and then we'll have two home games. So I'll be in the Detroit area, ready to go whenever she is.
So you basically spent your entire rare and precious bye week being house husband.
Oh yeah. It's
Mr. Dad.
It made me realize. Did you hear him in the background?
Right on cue.
Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. It made me realize how tough it is, you know, just to be a stay-at-home mom, you know, to take care of the house front. It's really tougher than it seems. I'd honestly rather go into the facility and play football than do this.
Now, rather be lifting weights.
That's right. You know, since the last time we talked to you, Halloween came, and I saw they put out the pictures from the Lions Halloween party. Did you go? And what did you dress as?
That's funny. Good point. No, I actually didn't. You know, I felt some type of way leaving my wife home that's 30 some weeks pregnant with a 2-year-old all day. No, I wasn't able to attend, but we did go trick or treating that night, and we had a good time as a family.
Well, yeah, you could have gone to the Lions party, but you would have had to have dressed as divorced husband.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, Mitch. A number of us have.
Right. Well, it's a familiar costume to many people.
Yes, yeah. A lot of sales on that one.
Yeah. So now you get back at it. You got the LA Chargers. It is a road game. Do you sort of feel like, do you divide the season in half in your mind and like, okay, we just played 8 games. We went 6-2. Now, rest, break. It's almost like a halftime. It's almost like the rhythm of an actual football game. Now, here's what we got to focus on in the second half.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you definitely break it up into half. You know, the bye week kind of came at the perfect time for us, you know, as a team and also, you know, individually. But, you know, I think the way I view it is I try to break the season into quarters. And I know we have a 3-game stretch in 11 days. So that's really all my focus is on. And, you know, the halftime is good, but also I like to focus it, you know, as quarters or so.
Certainly the bye did come at a great time there, Alex, as far as getting this team a little healthier going into the second half, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're getting some key guys back. I know that, you know, they kind of took their time with some guys that they didn't want to push too much and to really make this back half stretch. And, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, get us back to full strength and ready to go.
Yeah, amongst those are some offensive linemen, Frank Ragnow, Jonah Jackson, which is good because the Lions, for all the excellence that they've had, their red zones have not been great as of late, and that's frustrating. You know, that takes the wind out of your sails. And anytime you get more offensive linemen and you can run the ball better, that's got to be for the good.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like you just mentioned, we're getting Pro Bowl players back that – are obviously a key part of the team. So, you know, Frank, Jonah, David, you know, all guys that'll help us out a lot. So, you know, it'll be exciting to see him get back.
Is that a hard game to play after? Because you guys, I'm looking over the records for the last couple of years. I guess since you've been here, you've lost the game after the bye week both years. They haven't won since 2020. Is it hard to play a team that just played and you're coming off a bye, or is it going to be harder for them playing a team that's rested?
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't put the past two years into that case scenario just because we didn't win a whole lot the past 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
But I would say that there is kind of, you know, there's definitely pros and cons to each way. I feel like, when you take a week off, there is an opportunity for you to be, you know, rusty per se. But, you know, that's what makes it, you know, your preparation during the week. And, you know, Dan's doing a good job. We had practice on Monday. We had practice on Tuesday. Today's our day off. And, you know, we'll get going tomorrow. But, you know, that's really kind of just what you're trying to avoid coming off a bye week is, you know, you want a fast start and, you know, ready to go.
Going out west is never easy, Alex. Are you guys still leaving Saturday?
Yes, we are. I think we're treating it as a normal trip. Mm.
Wow.
Well, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm a little surprised that the LA Chargers, that they're not better. They're 4-4. Last year, they went to the playoffs and they got beat by Jacksonville in a surprise, an upset. A lot of people were
winning,
expecting them.
21-0.
Yeah. And they kind of got derailed. And now they came into this year, and a lot of people were expecting them. They got a great quarterback, Justin Herbert, and they got a lot of talented defensive players. Any thoughts on why they find themselves a 500 team?
You know, I feel like part of that's their schedule. You know, they've had some tough matchups. I know, you know, if you look in their division, Kansas City's in their division, and that's always a tough game to win. So, you know, and there's just, you know, things happen in certain games, and, you know, your record really doesn't really show you who you are as a team until I really think, you know, mid to late November, December. So, you know, it doesn't really, you know, being 4-4 doesn't really define them. You know, going forward, we'll see how they finish up and we'll see if they're that, you know, quality opponent that we think they are. So we'll see. Yeah, it's like you said, you can't really take their record fully into account, but at the same time, it is what it is.
Well, you make a good point. They lost to the Dolphins by 2 points. They lost to the Cowboys by 3 points. They lost to the Chiefs by 2 touchdowns. Those are tough teams to play, and they beat the teams that they probably should have beaten. They clobbered the Jets. They clobbered the Bears. So we'll see. What about Herbert as a quarterback facing him as a linebacker? What's the big challenge with him?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that the hard part with him is that, you know, he can make any throw in the field. He can scramble out and throw across his body 50 yards on a rope. And, you know, what's underrated about him is his athletic ability and his ability to move, and he's tough, and, you know, he has a big body. So, you know, that's going to be a good matchup for us. But, yeah, it's definitely his athletic ability and his ability to move around the pocket and scramble and run for a first down. That's what, you know, a lot of people don't give him his credit for just because his arm is really that good, too.
Yeah,
you think this is going to be another Lions home game? You know, they don't care about the Chargers in L.A. You go to the games, the audience is somebody else. You think there's going to be another big Lions breakout this week?
I sure hope so. I know, you know, L.A.'s a good vacation, you know, weekend vacation spot.
Why not?
Hopefully there'll be a lot of people at, you know, McNamara Terminal coming out to Detroit to L.A., you know, to travel for the game.
Do you keep track of, because you've had a number of sacks in these games, do you keep track of the quarterbacks in the league that you have sacked, like in your mind, and say, before I retire, I want to get every one of them at least once?
You know, not necessarily, but I know, like, the big name ones, you know, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. Right. You keep track of those just because those are the memorable ones. But, no, I know some guys do. I know I played with someone, Cam Jordan in New Orleans. I think he got, over, like, 30 quarterbacks or whatnot in his career. So. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
What's the biggest name that you've taken down?
Brady.
Brady?
Wow.
You still remember that play?
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't even like – it was kind of on a scramble, and I was like kind of a late add-in. And it was the second game of my career. So it came early, and, you know, it's just one of those you never forget.
You say, the second game of your career, do you apologize to Brady when you tackle him? I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I remember that game, and you know how the quarterback points out, like, who's the mic or whatnot.
Right.
And I just remember him saying, I was wearing 47 at the time, He was like, Mike 47. And I just remember being like, oh, God, he's talking to me.
And my name's not even Mike.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Did you say sorry, Grandpa?
No, I was just trying to make sure I was doing what I was supposed to be doing out there.
Well, it's I can understand why you want to kind of collect those memories, and let's hope you get Justin Herbert in that group this weekend at least once. That would be
You on a sack tear. What'd you get, two last game?
Yeah, right. All of a sudden,
two on I'm one series.
To, yeah, you got a tear. Yeah.
Cooper going.
Yeah.
Junior Seau over here reincarnated.
Well, we're happy for you that you guys are getting back to it, and we're happy that things are good on the home front, and pray that everything goes well in the next couple of weeks, and there's a new baby Anzalone in the world. And if you want to name him, Kenny or Mitch, that's fine. Don't have a problem.
I hope you gave out the big chocolate bars. Did you guys get that? Did you give out the big chocolate?
You know, we put a bowl out with some good candy, good assortment of candy, and we didn't get many trick or treaters, believe it or not.
Wow. You still got your bowl back?
Yeah.
On the other hand, we lost the bowl.
Right.
Actually, they're probably just afraid of you, Alex. I mean, you know, it's
a little intimidating.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, you are a linebacker.
If you're hearing this and you're trick or treating next year, come over to the house. There'll be candy out there.
Okay, I'll be there.
Kevin will be there dressed as Mitch.
Who's the 50-year-old in with the big
He didn't mean you, Kevin. Thanks, Alex. Talk to you next week. Good luck on Sunday.
Okay. See ya. Thank you.
Alex Anzalone here on 760 WJR. He brought to you by Moran & Company Investment Consulting Group, located in Rochester. Go to moraninvest.com on the web. Moran & Company Investment Consulting Group, where the wise invest. 760 WJR.